Then the miracle happened to me. It isn't always so sudden with everyone, but I ran into a personal crisis that filled me with a raging and righteous anger. And as I fumed helplessly and planned to get good and drunk and show them, my eye caught a sentence in the book lying open on my bed. We cannot live with anger. The walls crumpled and the light streamed in. I wasn't trapped. I wasn't helpless. I was free, and I didn't have to drink to show them. This wasn't religion. This was freedom. Freedom from anger and fear. Freedom to know happiness. And freedom to know love. I went to a meeting to see for myself this group of freaks or bums who had done this thing. To go into a gathering of people was the sort of thing that all my life, from the time I left my private world of books and dreams to meet the real world of people and parties and jobs, had left me feeling an uncomfortable outsider, needing the warming stimulus of drinks to join in. I went trembling into a house in Brooklyn, filled with strangers, and I found I had come home at last. To my own kind. There is another meaning for the Hebrew word that in the King James Version of the Bible is translated salvation. It is to come home. I had found my salvation. I wasn't alone anymore. That was the beginning of a new life, a fuller life, a happier life than I had ever known or believed possible. I had found friends. Understanding friends who often knew what I was thinking and feeling better than I knew myself, and who didn't allow me to retreat